This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here, and I've got a website conversion tip for you today. So a lot of work we've been doing lately for our customers is helping them with their opt-in forms. And this is particularly useful when you have a situation where you need more than just an email address. You might need a name, an address, and then certain fields. This comes up a lot in legal matters. It comes up a lot with lead generation where you need more details. You might want to know the age of a student if you're selling coaching products or training products. You might need to know the experience of someone if you have athletic products. Now, the problem is a lot of fields on a form can really slow down the number of opt-ins. So what we do is we do a two-step form or a multi-step form. So the first option is just to enter an email address and then they continue on. And then the next part, we actually pre-populate that email address and perhaps a first name. Then we ask for the next stuff. And this is where the cool thing happens. If people don't fill it out, we can now follow them up because we have their email address. We can use some of the special sequences in shopping carts like Office Autopilot, where we can actually start tagging people as a shopping cart abandonment and follow them up until they fill out the rest of the form by sending them an email where the rest of the form is. Now, of course, once they complete the form, we take them off that sequence and we no longer follow them up. So it's all very clever. But how do you do this? Well, you're going to need a few things. You'll need something like lead pages to collect the name and email address. That's a really beautiful, works on any format form, and it's easy to create. Plus, you can use it in Facebook as well. That's for part A. Part B, you're going to want to use something like Office Autopilot, where they have this system called Perl, which is personalized URL, and it can actually pre-populate the second part of the form. Now, you might need to use a second domain name for part two of the form, but that's okay and easy to organize. Also, if you really want to go for gold, start split testing your forms using Visual Website Optimizer. So just a quick recap. We ask people for the minimum amount of information possible, but including an email address. We split test that form and we're using lead pages. We use Visual Website Optimizer for that split test. We then fill out the second part of the form. And if people don't make it all the way, we'll follow them up until they do. So I hope that's helpful. If you need help with any of this, we actually do this stuff over at atlweb.com. You can order a 5-hour pack where we'll actually set up this stuff for you. Just give us your logins for lead pages, for Office Autopilot, and your website, and we'll make it happen. You'll be building your multi-step forms much faster than trying to get all that information in one big, ugly old form. I hope this has been helpful. I'm James Schranko, and this is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.